Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this podcast, I want to talk to you about how to preach the new birth. And I have several headings that I want to set before you. And the first is expound the scripture. There is an inseparable connection between regeneration and the Word of God. The only people who are birthed into the kingdom of God are those who have had the seed of the Word sown into their heart, and God causes that seed to regenerate in their soul and to bring forth new life. So, the more seed that you sow into the hearts of people, the more likelihood it is that God will act upon that seed and cause it to generate in their heart. There are several verses that show this inseparable connection between you preaching the Bible and people under your preaching being birthed into the kingdom. The most obvious verse is 1 Peter 1, verse 23, which says, "You have been born again, not of seed which is corruptible, but incorruptible, that is, through the living and enduring Word of God." The corruptible seed is really a metaphor for worldly wisdom and the messages of the world. And many preachers preach a worldly message that is entertainment driven, that is drawn from secular philosophy, secular counseling, messaging the world, an echo chamber, quite frankly, for just what they see on television, hear in movies, etc. And that is why no one, apart from just rare exceptions, is born again under that kind of preaching. In fact, no one is born under that kind of preaching. The seed would have had to have come from some other source. But the Word of God is like an incorruptible seed that is living and enduring. There's life in that seed, spiritual life. And as it's sown into the heart and God commands it to come forth and bring forth life, there are people born again. And so the point I'm making is you must preach the Bible in order for people to be born again. Another important verse is James 1, verse 18. "In the exercise of His will, He brought us forth by the word of truth." Brought us forth by the word of truth. Again, we see the inseparable connection between the Word of God and the new birth. No one will ever be brought into the kingdom of God without the Word of God having been brought to them. So that's my first point of emphasis, is expound the Scripture generously with great liberality in the doses of Scripture with which you preach. Less of you, more of the Bible. Less of the world, more of the Bible. Less of your philosophizing, more of the Bible. The second thing is explain the doctrine. People need to understand what the doctrine of the new birth is, and that will only heighten their desire to be born again or increase their appreciation that they have been born again. And there are numerous metaphors that the Bible uses for the new birth: a spiritual circumcision, a spiritual resurrection, a spiritual transformation, a spiritual creation, a spiritual transplant, spiritual surgery, spiritual washing, spiritual germination. I've got so many verses backing up each one of those subheadings, and trust me, I wish I had the time to go down into each one of those metaphors. But explain all of the richness of this doctrine. Bring robust expository preaching on the doctrine of the new birth. And cause people to grow in their understanding of what it is, you will see that people will have the assurance of their salvation as you explain what the new birth is. You will see people longing for God to do this in their life as you bring this richness. And you will also have people giving praise to God in far greater fashion as they come to realize something of the height and the depth and the breadth and the length of what God has done in their soul in the new birth. They will have much more for which to give praise to God and thanks to God as they have an enlarged understanding of what He has done in the life of every single believer in the new birth. So, how do you preach the new birth? Number one, you preach the Bible, and number two, you explain the doctrine. And God will bless your preaching, I believe.